You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Thank you. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome, Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DBA Imaging Systems game show.
It's the DBA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for the game in this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and Bay Sox. Glad you're with us. With you from the ballpark in Bowie. I used this phrase last night for the Bay Sox. It's always dark before the dawn. A 17-1 loss last night. While it can be tough to really take it from that game, especially in a positive, you can still absolutely look on to things improving there. And that's the outlook to take away into this game, especially at Stallings starting on the mound for the Bay Sox. Bowie hopes to get, hopefully, a long out from their starter today. But it was a showing for the Seawolves. 11 total batters out of the original starting 9, and then 10 of the 11 collect one hit, and there were 8 multi-hits. At this point, looking through that this series has gone for Bowie, I have to imagine it could be helpful for to maybe try and attack a little more firepower. They've been trying, as they normally do, see if they can get the hit here or there, and you know, drive in runs the conventional way, but runs have been what's working for Erie, and it's shown on the scoreboard. The Seawolves have 9 home runs in this series, at least every game. The Bay Sox only hit 1 home run all series. It was a solo home run by Cody Roberts back in the first game of the set. Yeah, heavy hitting lineup for Erie. There's really not any downtime at all. Erie comes into today's game, the third of the season, a 24-18 3-game winning streak. They're 7-3 over their last 10 and 11-10 when playing on the road. Sox come in for game number 41 of the year, 14-26 record, and a 5-game losing streak. They've lost 12 of their 13. They're 1-9, 10, and 9-14 playing in front of the home crowd here at Prince George's Stadium. the Seahawks currently in second place all by themselves in the Southwest Division. Two games out, that's Akron. The Rubber Ducks are right 4-game win streak right now, so the Wolves have not been able to gain any ground on Akron. The Bay 7 games out of first place at the moment. The next closest to them is their last in the Southwest Division. Berg is 7.5 games out. So if I can do my math, which normally I'm 3.5 games separate, and the next closest team, Harrisburg. Your starting pitching matchup for today's Britt Stallings versus Chance Kirby. The road starter handed many relief outings to start the year. He does have 2 starts now on his record, and he's making consecutive starts coming in today. He only allowed 1 run for 7 outings of the year. Over 20 innings, struck out 20 batters in that same span and walked 8. His last 8 2/3 innings, he's allowed 4 earned runs and did his first home run of the year finally. It was a solo shot. That might be what Bowie can best against him today. Just have to see. Garrett Stallings talking about home runs with Stallings, and that's where he will need to be strong. A 2-2 record and a 3.55 ERA this season for Garrett. Struck out 34 batters and walked 10 in 33 innings of, but he allowed a career-high 3 runs to Hartford earlier in this, but they were all solo shots. 2 of them were to the same batter. Ezekiel Tovar just really had his number. And Stallings was still able to finish 6 innings in that outing, even with the 3. And that's what Bowie really just needs the most. Because with Drew Rahm and with Zeke going so short in their last 2 starts, simply because they're coming off of long stints on the injured list, and we're both ramping back up, pitch 40 to 50 for both of them, still, in essence, bullpen depth for the Bowie pitching staff. If they get something good from Stallings today, it can really take a lot of the load off of the bullpen. Stallings really kept his slow plenty last week. If strikeouts with it and plenty of grounders early on, it was some of his other pitches that were sent out of the park for the home runs, so maybe he'll rely more on that slider today and try to get down into the ground, and like I said, hopefully pick up some of those swings and misses on pitches down and away to the right hand. We should, I'm gonna bet right now here, Adam, I'm gonna say 6-4 Bowie at the end of today's game. How does that sound for you? Does that sound good?
Well, that'd be really nice. Obviously, the few games and even the last 2 weeks, the Bay Sox just have not had many starting pitchers that are going to go deep in a game, and Stallings will stay healthy and been very consistent. So this is a in which you're hoping to get some length out of your starter and put your chance to win.
Zach Peake picked up the start yesterday. His first a little bit over a month, he went in 8/3. Picked up a strikeout and against 4 hits and 3 runs, but runs scored against a relief. Peak was not in the game when they crossed. He's going to be our guest next, and we can tonight on how things ran through the layoff and ramping back, what we might be able to expect from him in the future. Zach Peake joins us next on the DCA Imagine's pregame show. You're listening to Baseball.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Ten First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. X-rays, lab tests, and prescriptions are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First. Name fits.
Patient First, partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to the ballpark on Friday, June 19th for a jam-packed night of fun at Prince George's Stadium. Fireworks presented by DCA Imaging Systems. It's our mother and son night out. Special ticket packages available at baysoc.com. And most importantly, it's the Scouts BSA Campout. When you purchase a ticket, you and your scout can camp in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday, June 19th, so find out more and get your tickets at baysox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Base. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners. Anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With orthodontists right here in the DC area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile. So get that amazing smile. You just hit radsmile.com today and book a consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We're on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting set for Game 4 series between Bowie and Erie. We're joined by Zach Peake, coming off of his the month of May yesterday. Just your first impression on getting back to the mound, obviously it can be tough on such a tough layoff from facing against live opponents. What were your first thoughts?
Just obviously kind of go out there to have fun with it. You know, in the past like 3 weeks, so getting back out there, feeling things out. Gotta make some better pitches, you know, make some adjustments, execute specific pitches in specific spots. But in that, I mean, I thought
were there any takeaways on pitches that you felt you might work on your next bullpen session?
Just some timing things, just syncing things up a little bit more and, you know, getting back into competition, things right, beating bats again. So, you know, all that'll add up and I don't think we'll get rolling again.
Again, it was Zach Peek on the DCA Imaging System Game Show. What do you kind of do to keep yourself busy and keep fresh in a layoff like that? Because it was the IL while you were in a lot of essence, not shut down too much physically. You were still to stay fresh. What were routines to stay on top of your game?
Just kind of some indoor routines, like maintenance stuff, lifting, like what I could do in there. And then once I was cleared, obviously hitting the weight room and getting back in the throwing program, stuff like that. So, you know, just keep yourself sane. Keep yourself moving around.
When you let me just ask real quick, was it a pitch count? I'm guessing something that you.
Yes, it was.
What was it? 40, 50, something like that.
I believe the pitch count 40. Yeah.
All right. Have they been open with you about that when it comes to just saying this is what we anticipate maybe in the future? What you can anticipate when it starts? Like I've got 40 pitch to do my best. Do you think much?
Obviously, you want to kind of go as deep in the ballgame as you can. And I ran into some 3-2 count at the inning, which kind of bumped up the pitch count. They're pretty transparent, like letting me know what I have when I go out there. So, I mean, I understand coming out of the ball there because I throw too many. So.
You threw live BP at some of the Bay Sox players last. What's that kind of like when you go up against some of your mates?
It's always fun. It's all kind of some bragging rights stuff, obviously, in the club. No, it's good. It works. They get to see, you know, good pitches, and we get to execute good pitches. I mean, it helps both sides.
Again, here's Zach Peek on the DCA Imaging Systems Show. A couple of questions that I'd ask around for a couple of the guys. If you were a batter, obviously now these days, pitchers batting is... It would have been for you anyway, since you're this organization. But if you were a batter, what in this team would you least like to face?
Probably Rom, really? Just because his stuff's so weird and he dropped down at those different...
That sidearm, the six different pitches.
Exactly. Yeah. Either him or Garrett's, because Stallings is going to give you a mix, but you can't sit on anything. Yeah. Both of them would suck, but Rom to pitch with is tough.
Yeah. One of the main... names I hear from that, it's usually Rom or Dylan Hoffman, just because of the sidearm delivery. That one's usually a tough one to pick up.
Think about Hoff. Let's not even start that conversation.
If you were a scout, if you came out to one of your games and you were sitting going along, what would you put down in the scouting report?
That's a tough question. Just strike throw, gonna get ahead in counts, and I like that I limit damage. So I just kind of try to go out and just fill it up every single time, just get a chance to win.
One of the trend lines this season, of course, has been how you guys have had to adjust to it. Has there been a lot of work put in just on general conditioning to keep you guys in your quick rhythm, since one has had to adjust their rhythm to just...
Yes, like work's running really well. Chandler does a good job over here. It's like, I haven't had a problem with it. I really enjoy like a fast pace, and I like to, you know, attack hits as possible. But like, I know some guys don't love it. You know, it kind of either love it or hate it.
Yeah.
It affects the speed of the game. So, I mean...
Having gotten the chance to talk to a specific player, Noah Denoyer, have you likely he kind of goes through some of his motions there?
He's a good boy. Yeah. He's a big boy, but he's quick.
So. Yeah. Again, here with Zach P. DCA Imaging Systems pregame sheet to ask this. Sometimes we sit down and chat a lot of times. You're on the road, your game, come back to the hotel and get ready for the night, put on your favorite streaming service. What's the do show to close out the night?
Seinfeld.
There you go. Yeah. I've been waiting for someone to say that season. There you go, man.
Is anybody a marine biologist?
I've reached into the blowhole of the great milk mammal.
Fish,
mammal.
Yeah.
That whole speech, best things I've ever heard.
Amazing.
Glad we got that going, Zach. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No problem, man. Thank you.
As speak here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC industry? Are you interested in a career that will set you up for life without experiencing college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C., Steam Fitters UA Local 6 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
The Bay Sox Futures Club is the best fan of the Bay Sox, and it's complete for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to specials-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign kids, so don't miss out on all the promotional giveaways at Prince George's Stadium season and next. The Bay Sox Future, sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bays and provide their pest control services. Residential and commercial pest control is called Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Getting ready for baseball here on this Friday. You know, it is a day in which we had a rain shower in the afternoon. There is a threat of rain during our ball game tonight, but even though the lights are already on, it's a little overcast. It really is going to be a nice start weather-wise to the next game. Now, we did have movement on the Bay Sox roster today. Cody Roberts, Bowie catcher, who has been throughout this year, has been promoted to AAA Norfolk. Cody was one of the players here with his Bay Sox this year that had played in Norfolk prior. Big congratulations as well out to right-handed reliever Ryan Conroy, as Conroy as well gets the call up to AAA Norfolk. Conroy in 2 with a 5.94 ERA in 10 outings out of the pen. Takes his way to AAA, pick out 22 batters in 16 and third innings. Quick look at Cody's numbers. He hit 229 in games of 3 homers and 17 driven in. A lot of RBIs in just 24 games of baseball. Cody had a very pro start to the year in Bowie. Veteran left-hander who's had his troubles over the 2 years, but has been very effective Bay Sox at times, a starter in the rotation early last year, Cam Bishop. Bishop has been reinstated the injured list. More than likely will be slotting in a role. And then we'll see very soon a very young Michael Mantic transferred from Single A Delta. Manticone wearing the, he's just 20 years, not in the lineup today, but he played 13 games at Delmarva, and the organization putting such a bigger push in signing international players beginning 3 years. Of course, at that time, they were sending 17 and 18-year-old Manticone a part of that, as he is a Cuban-born ball player. And the beginning of what we're going to see over the next few years, you're going to see the of ball players that are international in nature on this base rise exponentially in the years to come. Well, last night in the Eastern League, it was in a day game. Altoona, they're red hot right now, and Pittsburgh 7-1. Portland was the winner, the Red Sox affiliate over the Yankees affiliate in Somerset by a 7-4 final. That was from yesterday. It was Portland beating Somerset 3-1. Altoona was a 5-2 victor. Akron over New Hampshire as the Rubber Ducks went at Canal Park at home 4-2. It was Hartford over 7-4. Hartford the Diamond as they do a 2-week Southern trip. And then Binghamton a victor, riding by a 6-4 final score. A tight race in the East endings in the Northeast. Somerset has got a half-game lead on Hartford. Hartford has not been in the postseason in more than a decade. And right now in the South, Akron leads this Erie team 2. Richmond is 3 back. While the Bay Sox have taken to the full, take our final break. We return starting lineups and tonight's first. It's coming up right after this Erie and Bowie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays by Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky. Top of the line fireworks shows, Fox games all season long. We will get best bang for your buck. Sky Shooters include traditional shows, gyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us 703-281-3361 or visit us online widepyrotechnics.com.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a 10-year office technology professional ready to be your trusted advisors. From documentation, output devices, scanning, and workflow to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printer. Give DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-102, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems. Office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Boombox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts, and special access to the Diamond View Rest Free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now at 301-464-65. We're heading online to BaseBox.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Sox are the AA affiliate of the Four Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Technics. Now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Base Baseball.
We go from Prince George's Stadium. Game four of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and the Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis from the ballpark in Bowie, and as Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Seawolves, that looks like this. Leading off, you've got Dylan Rosa, followed by Andrew Nepo at second base, batting second. Carpenter, the DH, bats third. Quincy Nepo is the first baseman, batting fourth. Those in center field bats fifth. Gage Work, third base, bats sixth. Luis, the shortstop, seventh. Daniel Cabrera, enrolled eighth. And Chris Rabat rounds it out, catching, batting ninth. Wolves are the AA affiliate of the Detroiters. They are managed by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by John Murray and Dan Reichabali, Katie, Andres Rodriguez, Alex Oleskowitz. Chris Vick is the trainer. Erie is 4-18 on the season, a three streak, 7-3 over their last 10, and 11-10 when playing on the road. Once more, that lineup for Erie: Rosa, Nava, Gottpinter, Naporti, those workmen, Carpi, Cabrera, Rabago, all to face off against Garrett Stallings on the mound. Prince Jordan, 309 feet down the line, left and right field, 405 straightaway center. Slight pushing out towards straightaway center, as we're actually seeing a couple of glimpses of the blue sky through some of the heavy cloud we've seen all day above. Stallings foots the rubber and fires the first pitch home as Dylan Rosa sucks. Stallings steps back, kicks hops home. It's a curveball called for strike. We're underway at 7:07 a.m. on a 72-degree forecast day here at Prince George's Stadium. Nothing in one to start on pitch is swung on and rolled over full third base side. It's nothing in two. 3.04 average for Rosa in his very abbreviated double season, just five games. 10.37 OPS with two doubles, seven runs driven in. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Stallings. It swung on and missed for strike three. Got him with a high changeup. Is down on three pitches. Starting defensive alignment for Bowie throughout right in the outfield. Am I right that we've got another Andrew Dashbeck in left field kind of day? My goodness. Hudson Haskin is in center. Christopher Cespedes is in right. Gunnar Henderson at third. Joey Ortiz at short. Jordan Westberg at second. And J.D. Mundy is at first. Maverick Handley catch behind the plate for Garrett Stallings on the mound. And the first pitch to Andrew Navagatis is down and away. A fastball starts the count out at 1-0. First pitch, the zone for Stallings already in the early. As Navagato comes in with a 3-10 average and an 844 OPS, 17 games. Here's the next pitch. Lifted out towards shallow right. Running over to it is Chris Cespedes. He runs to his left probably 20, 30 feet and pulls it down. There's quickly two away. Umproof for today's game, it's Dane Ponczak, the crew chief, over at third base. Kevin Manzik is at first base, and Gabe Alfonso calls the ball strikes behind home plate today. Moves on to the designated hitter, Carpenter, now. As Carpenter, 331 average this season, 53 OPS, but he swings the offering a changeup away. It's nothing in one. 8 balls, 13 homers, and 30 runs driven in for Carpenter in his 38 games, and he's got hits in each of his last 8 for the Seawolves. The 0-1 just misses wide. A changeup runs the count even at a ball and a strike. He's actually got hits in, if I'm not mistaken, 17 of his last 8 games at this point. He has a season-high 9 hit streak that was broken, and he's since 8 more. The 1-1. Fist back behind the screen into the left side of the press box. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now. Garrett Stallings, a 200-pound, 24-year-old right-hand, Peak, Virginia, traded to the Orioles back in 2020 from the Los Angeles Angels in the Iglesias deal. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Poked out toward left field, shallow running toward the line, Dashbach running at third baseman Henderson. Dashbach says he can't make the catch, but it falls in foul. That one was a close play with how just tight it was, and fortunately, it stayed while Dashbach wasn't able to pull it down. And the count stays at a ball and 2 strike.
Well, both fielders really had to run a long way on that, and because Garrett could go to the opposite field 2-2 in, they don't have him played in that direction. Andrew Dashbach, from his left field position, is probably to his left 30, 40 feet, so that's how much more gun to the foul line to try and get one. Stallings will try 1-2, misses down and in a curve, and the count goes even at 2-2. Carpenter has been hitting it in this series, a 13.71 opens, a 6-for-15 mark overall to a homer. Got three runs driven in, one strikes. Here's the 2. Fouled off, back to the screen. Stays even as Stallings and Carpenter continue to dance here. His next offering will be the 7th of the plate. Bases empty, 2-0. Top of the first inning, still a scoreless game as Bowie is trying to break out of a 5-game lose. Stokes has the sign he likes from Hanley, steps high and fires the 2-2. It's fouled off again the other way, and the hold on that fastball low. Carpenter, you could call his quietest day at the plate in yesterday's one clubbing. He started 0-for-3, finished eventually 3-for-6. Here's the 2-2. Miss on a breaking ball, and the count runs full. Carpenter this season only 4-for-4 full counts. He struck out 8 times, walked 3 times. Stallings deals off, and it's driven high and deep outfield. Cespedes turns, he looks, and it's gone. Carpenter does it again. He's got his 3rd run in the series, 14th season, and a solo blast at 1-0 here in the first. My goodness, 101 miles an hour off the bat and 367 feet away from home plate. Carpenter extends his hit streak to 9 consecutive games with another big blast. That's the 8th home run by Garrett Stallings this season. He's given 4 just over his last 2 appearances now. Here's Naporti. Right-hander on right-hander, and the first pitch on its way home. Hopped up out towards shallow. In on it, half camps, and makes the catch. Inning is over quickly after Carpenter puts on the early attack for Erie again. A solo home run with 2 outs after a length 8-pitch battle. And as we bottom the first, it's Erie 1 on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project or job done safely and on, then your job calls for the Plumber 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen to DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 DC. Start your partners today. Visit local5.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminis, help you to feel your best. Take the time to catch up on your annual health. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminis Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminishealth.org.
Out of the first inning here at Prince George's State, Bowie is quickly down 1-0. A 2-out solo home run for Carey Cook, top of the first, gives the Erie Seawally advantage. And as Vince Kirby warms on the mound for the get his day started, the starting of the Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off, it's the designated hit, Adam Hall. Gunnar Henderson at third base, second. Hudson Haskin in center fielder. Jordan Westberg at second base, bats fourth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, fifth. Maverick Handley, the catcher, sixth. J.D. Mundy at first base, bats seventh. Andrew Dashbach in left field, eighth. And Spittis in right field, ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Lee Facto, and Chandler Geller. Kevin Christensen, video coordinator, Lindsey Athletic trainer. The Bay Sox, 14-26 on the season, 5 losing streak, only 1-9 over the last 10, and 9-14 here. Briefly again, that lineup for Hall, Henderson, Haskin, Westberg, Hanley, Mundy, Dashbox, Cespedes, all to face off against Chance the Mound. Right-hander on right-hand to start as Hall digs in. First pitch home, Kirby is swung on and lifted out toward right center field fairly deep. Meadows runs the running track, and it bounces off the warning track and off the wall. Hall to second base standing with a leadoff double, his 5th two-bagger of the season. And the tying run starts out in running position for Bowie here in the bottom of the first. That's what Adam Hall is so, so good at, and why Bowie is probably best set to come as the first slot in the lineup every single day. First inning. Actually, let's expand it. As the first batter of any inning this season, Adam Hall is batting 390 with a 952 OPS if he's the first batter in an inning. How well he can just pounce pitchers. Here's Gunnar Henderson. Takes off. Pitches up and away. Throw to third. Not in time.
stolen base of the season for Al. He has wasted no time. After just two pitches, he's at ace with nobody out. So a 1-0 count start on Gunnar Henderson, who's hitting 3-7 this season with runners in scoring position, and now the entire Erie infield will play in as the Bay Sox tying run at third. Here's the 1-0. Henderson watches breaking ball called for strike on the outside edge. The count ball and a strike. Overall season for Gunner, it's a 299 average and a dead even 1,000 OPS, which is good for second in the league. It's a triple, 7 homers, 28 runs, which is good for fifth. Here's the one. Check swing, pitch in the dirt, a curve. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike. He's 4 for 10 overall in series. He's driven in 2 runs, only once and walked 3 times. Runner at third, nobody out here in the bottom of the first after Bowie's already trailing thing they're trying to tie. Here's the 2-1 from right handy, and Henderson bounces it foul side. A little bit early on the break, ball down and inside, and the count goes even at 2. A lot of news for the Tigers organization, early 2 key prospects returning from a sustained injury after a couple of fractures and breaks. Riedler and then number 2 overall prospect in the minors, Riley Green, have been playing again. The 2-2. Inside for Henderson, and the count goes full. Well, that pitches per plate appearance stat that I'm fond of, Henderson, his has been dipping a little bit, but it's still north 4, and that's what's made him so effective. 4.1 this season. He was 6th pitch here in this plate appearance. Here's the puff, and Henderson fouls it back to the... to 7 pitches. When he gets to a full count, he is only batting 63, but has an incredible 51.3% walk rate and an OPS higher than his season, 1,009. And a brief time called. My Chris remind the dish. Only the 4th stolen base attempt for Abago this season when Adam Hall stole. He caught 2 of the previous 3. Another 3-2 pitch to Henderson, grounded to second. This will not score run as Navigado gloves and holds Hall at third for quite a while before finally turning and sending it to first, retiring Henderson 4-D. One away here in the bottom of the first, Al Hudson Haskin. Defense lineman for Erie from left to right in the Adam Rosa, Parker Meadows, Daniel Cabrick, Gage Workman at third, Luis Carr at short, Andrew Navigado at second, Naporti at first. Chris Rabago catches the balls and strikes, dish for Chance Kirby. Here's Haskin, 2-4 average, 858, and the first pitch home is a fastball 94, just a bit down and in, starting out at 1-0. For Huddy this year, 8 doubles, 6 home runs driven in. He's hitting a dead even with runners in scoring position this year. Runner at third, now 1 at bottom of the first. And the 1-0 pitch on its way. Haskin grounded over to short. That'll be a play at the plate. It's RPO sent to home, and the tag applause. Hall eliminated 2 as Rabago applied the tag, and the Bay Sox miss out on a big opportunity after the double and stolen base by Adam Hall. Haskin reaches first base on the choice, but now it's runner at first with 2 instead of runner at third and nobody out as the inning had started. Excellent play by Carpio over stop. Here's Joseph. Right-hander Kirby comes. And fires the first home, takes off, pitches down in the dirt, throw to Smith in time. Haskin is thrown out. That was only his third base attempt of the season, and he's now been twice as the inning comes to a close. The Bay Sox, in essence, only sent them into the plate, even though they got a leadoff double and a stolen base the first 2 pitches of the inning. That's a tough one. As we go to the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium, Book trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Ball.
It's very Prince George's Stadium on Saturday 18th that you don't want to miss. The Clemente and Latin Baseball Session, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers, and fans that get to the game will have a chance to bid worn Bay Sox jerseys, with all proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Fountain. Again, don't miss out on your chance to own a piece of Bay Sox history on Saturday, June 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Ball Celebration, and you can get your tickets now at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or a general contractor that is located and operates in the D.C. area, there is doubt that it is important for you to have the trained and most qualified people work. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 2 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Baseball, a game of specialists. Base stealers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, pay costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Second at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Garrett Stallings back and he fires a first pitch curveball strike against Parker Meadows to start the 0-1 against the leftos in his 26th game this season. He's through the next pitch, a curveball inside. It's suddenly 0-2. It's Meadows and Carpio due up in this half inning as Stallings tries for a cleaner frame. Out solo home run to Kerry Carpenter first, the 0-2. Misses down. Meadows three straight curveballs. Meadows fought to lay off, and now it's a ball and two strikes. Stallings works well on the first base side of the rubber, taking his time before finally stepping back during the 1-2, still sticking with the off-speed, and the 2-2 as the pitch comes in low. Bowie had a big opportunity and could not capitalize. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got the fastball inside. Mets is down swinging. That's the second strike for Stallings today. Bay Sox, their home white jerseys, white pants, and the script Bay Sox on the front side, the two-tone cap, black back, white orange brim, see their road red uniforms, white wolves on the front with gray pants and a blue earring. Here's switch Gage Workman batting as a left-hander. First pitch home, called a strike, fastball hit the outside and it's 0-1. Workman, a 96 average and a 610 OPS, games this year for Erie, 12 doubles, 16 runs driven in. He hit it against right-handers. Next pitch. This is away, and the count goes each strike on that fastball by Stallings. But yes, it was a perfect opportunity for us to quickly tie this game up, and it just didn't come through. The 1-1. Peace foul back to the count to 1-2. Adam Hall, he always does, puts together a plate appearance when he's leading off an inning. First pitch double to right center, and then on the very next pitch, third base. Here's the 1-2. One driven high and deep on a line out toward right field. It's gone. That's an Gage Workman with a rocket 104 miles an hour off the for another solo home run, making Erie. Workman's fifth this season. In this series, he extends his hit streak four consecutive games. RBI number 17. What now, 9 home runs given up by Stallings this year.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's only allowed 15 runs total, so the majority of his have been from players' runs. It's kind of a bizarre stat.
So each of his last 5 home have all been solo shots. As Luiso steps in, the first pitch misses away. It's 1-0. Carpio on the season, a 278 average, 19 OPS, with 6 doubles off, runs driven in, the 1-0. Kirk called for strike on the inside edge, and was even at a ball and a strike. This is empty, 1 away here in the top of the second, 2-0 Erie lead as the 1-1 pitch in. It's a breaking ball, pieced foul back to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, I heard Adam making a little mention of it early pregame show, but some roster moves Fui coming into today's game. The return of one player, the addition of a new player, of a couple players up to AAA. As the next pitch comes in, grounded slowly to the left side, backhanded by Keys, sent across the diamond on a quick swivel, and it's there. That was a great turn and throw by Joe Keys over at short, and that 60 put out is the second out of the frame.
How about the quickness in Keys? Gets rid of the baseball. Isn't it really so mad of it? He is a skillet defender.
I said it. It was a swivel and just it flew to make the turn and the throw. Daniel Cabrera, first pitch to the left-hander, is a curveball that misses inside. Count goes 1-0. 2-0 Bowie trails, hitting the roster moves at the Bay Sox aid. Catcher Cody Roberts up to play Norfolk for the time being. Right-hand Conroy as well, relief for Bowie. Next pitch to call the strike on a changeup lower outside and evens at 1. And then Corin Bishop, lefty in the pen, from the injured list, so it should be nice to have him. One is driven on a line out toward the right corner. If it's fair, it's gone, and it just goes foul. Ooh, that was a too much hook by Daniel Cabrera. Distance with 351 feet away from home plate. It's only 309 feet down the line to both corners. But it does run the count to a ball and takes as the barrel action working well for Erie early away. It was a solo home run for first inning, and now a solo home second inning for Gage Workman. Cabrera gave that wide. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a liner right to second and on. He picked by Jordan Westberg. So the inning is over, and much like the first, it's highlighted by a solo run. This one by Gage Workman. Go to the bottom of the second. Bowie trails nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter displays why pyrotechnics will be lighting up the night with top-of-the-line fireworks shows during Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your Sky Shooter displays in traditional shows, true pyro, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give Z Wyatt more by calling us 573-281-36 or visit us online, zytechnics.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional plant-based lawn care programs for resident and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality services custom tailored with guarantees for even the toughest lawns. Our team also offers outdoor pest control. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, summer. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Green Incorporated. Go to thegreeninc.com.
Bay Sox Youth Baseball back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions this summer led by Orioles Hall of Famer, former Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry. Former Bay Sox outfielder, Stephen Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth instruction and go head-to-head in camp games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Bay Sox hat and a Bay Sox game of their choice. Spaces, go head to BaySoxShop.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox baseball camp today.
Bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium as Boone trails 2-0, a pair of solo home runs for the Seawolves. Chance Kirby faced the minimum of the first, but it was a funky way to go out it. Did give up a base hit and eventually a few for two total base runners, but thanks to a play at the plate and a caught stealing, didn't really have any sort of issue. Jordan Westbrook pitch in that frame before the caught first pitch here in the second inning is a called fastball away, nothing in one. Westberg, a .228 average this season, a .794 OPS, and 39 games for Bowie. 8 homers, 26 runs. Bases empty, one away as the 0-1 comes in from Kirby, and it's on and missed high, 94-mile-an-hour fall, and the count goes to nothing and two. Westberg has been jumping in the month of May, however, a .260 average here in the month, 36 OPS. Already has half of his RB. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This is up and away, another fastball, and the count to a ball and two strikes. Aftberg, it's Joey Ortiz, and then Maverick Handley two up for Bowie in this half inning. The outfield plays a little bit the other way for the right-handed hitting Westberg. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Pitch in the dirt. A curl. Westberg hustles up the line, but the beats him there by a handful of steps. First strikeout of the day for Kirby, and there's one away here in the... Well, Kirby's got a very interesting... I guess comes not really part of his windup. It's like he leans forward, tips his body, and then straightens up. Two comes, holds the set at the chest, kicks and fires the first to Joey Ortiz, and it's popped up right side, foul, getting the mask Robago to the warning track, but it's out of play. Five rows deep, and the count starts out at nothing one on Joey Ortiz. 200 average this season for Joey, a OPS, 9 doubles, a triple, 2 homers, 18 runs driven in 35 games played. Lights on here at Prince George's Stadium. A quiet night early. The Bay Sox trail 2-0. Very cloudy, muggy day. Little humid. Had some rain. Sayer Tarp was on the field for a grand total of about 1.5. Here's the 0-1 to Ortiz. Swinging a line shot out toward the gap in left field. Long run in for Dylan Rosa. He dives and holds on. Oh, that was an incredible play for Rosa. Takes away extra base hit from Joey Ortiz. And Ortiz can't believe it. He just came to a dead stop after rounding base, thinking that one probably would have ticketed him to third. But, oh, this Erie defense, they've really been putting on some greatness, taking away opportunities for I'll put a star by that in the scorecard, and there's already two away here in the second inning. Here's Maverick Handley. First pitch. This is down, a breaking ball. Count starts out at 1-0. And adding a season-long four-game hit streak. .208 average overall this season with 51 OPS in 22 games. Pitch comes in. It's away. Good try by Robago to frame it. Couldn't. And the count goes to 2-0. Bases empty, two away here in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 game as Bowie trails. Need a jumpstart at some point to break out of this five-game lead. As the 2 open. Spoiled foul right side. It's the 2-1 on Handley. He's only 1-for-4 in this series. Didn't yesterday. Cody Roberts was the catcher, and Bowie has Cesar Prieto. They've gone back to a three-man bench and gives a little bit more rest. It used to be that Bowie was platooning between Roberts and Handley as DH and catch every single day. The 2-1 is down and inside, and the count goes one. But now that they've got Prieto back and bench, no need to catch or be the DH. They can get that full rest that they really need to recover their body, because I've said it plenty, catcher is one of the most physically demanding position in the field. The 3-1, this one driven left, Rosa running back, looking for the wall, still looking, the catch over the shoulder, crashes up against the wall. Somebody check on Dylan Rosa after this. He's made two spectacular catches, had great taxation to his, my goodness. So three up, three down, go the Bay Sox here in second, with a lot of help from Dylan in left field. We're on to the third at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie trails 2-0, listening to Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to documents and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-57-1021, or find out how we can help you. Imaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office tech easy.
Get your gear memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed balls, all at great prices. Or the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com. The Tackle Box is the only place best Bay Sox gear for you and favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain region, Colombia and Brazil, to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. Royal Farms makes the freshest and best in the world. Real fresh, real farms.
Here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie sells 2-0. Bay Sox went down in the second, partly because of some fantastic play in left field by Dylan Rosa. Garrett Stallings still hoping for a frame after two solo home runs. He's off against Chris Rabago, and we hand it to him.
Well, thank you, Matt. So here's the first pitch from Stallings. And cuts down low, a breaking ball, and I want to know. Here to the nine-hole hit in Rabago. Stallings is thrown early on, but the two solo homers have stood out as there's a lift fly foul and out of play right side. And the count evens here. Carpenter homer in the first and then Workman in this. As now the 1-1 and a ball chopped towards shorts. Can up gloving chest high Ortiz on the first in top. Amber Baga retired for the first. Top of the third. And we've got a helicopter flying right over the top here at the stadium. Dylan Rosa will come to the plate. The 2-0 Indians, and once again they've done it via the homer. Last night, Rosa's home run that really sent Erie early, a grand slam. He reaches and lifts. He got out on the front foot. Straight out of play, and it's nothing at one. We are not seeing many first pitch fastballs early in this start from Stallings. He's really throwing a lot of pitches. As there's a fastball, and it's lined back to the screen. And the count is nothing and two. Erie has won the first three-game series, and they've done it bludgeoning the over the wall. 0-2 coming, and it cuts off the outside for a. And what I mean by that is they have out-homered, including tonight, the Bay Sox, 1-1 in this. That is jaw-dropping. As a fastball does miss. All outside, maybe a bit low as well. And the count 2-2. Carter hitting his 14th of the year and his 10th of the month. Get Erie going to the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's going to throw him a cutter. 96 miles an hour. The fastball is usually at 90. What a great pitch. And it is a third strike for Stallings. Two down in the inning. And here's second baseman Andrew Navagato. 5-8 with guest. That's right, a homer in the series. Now 5-9 flying out to right. His first time up. Here's the pitch. And a fastball driven right. Stassman is back on the runs. Makes the catch. Crossing up the warning track and leaping into the padded wall. Nice play made by Cespedes. And with it, the inning is over. We head to the last of the third, 2-0 free. on the Bay Sox Paper.
Nitro Circus is back with an on tour coming to Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Fueled by new athletics and the craziest contraptions, the Bat and Rat Tour presented by Aisha, the sketchy, scary, and cringe-worthy dangers of big air action sports to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's Lick Daredevils who risk their lives to sit. Bowie, it's going down at Prince Stadium on Sunday, June 5th. Tickets as low as $35 are on sale now at Baysox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Banks and provide their pest control services. Your residential and commercial pest control, call PestNow. For general pest control, mosquito control, and pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-31-8300 or online at www.now.com.
Hey, fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Editor Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 8th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers who show a school ID at the Bay Sox office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those all sponsored by Educational System Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 8th to Friday, July 1st.
Sox looking to get their offense going on this Friday evening. We head to the third, and he reads on nothing. You know, this ball game being played in which we have a rain threat. Obviously, we expect a night in a game, but you know, on a night like tonight, the rains might shorten the contest. The expectation is a line of storms could be coming in about an hour or so, as J.D. Mundy will stand in for golf the third, and Kirby delivers. And it's right down the heart of the plate. One. Mundy 0-for-8 with strikeouts in the series. A 227 hitter on the year. As Kerbos. And a fastball's up and away. And they count 1-1. He is going exclusively from the stretch here, which is what you do see from a reliever. And Frank Kirby has been for the majority of this year. It is only as of the year. His 11th overall outing. A right-hander has been harder for the majority of his career prior to this season. 1-1. And cutting and in there. It's a little bit off. Strike two. Kirby comes into today 3-1. Stellar 1.5 save. Allowing let every two innings. How about that? Here's the pitch. And a ball up high. And they count 2-2 here to Mundy leading off the third. Kirby did get a start his last on May 21st. And he went 4 innings in game. So he started to get a little bit stretched out here. And a fastball misses in. And the count runs full here to Mundy. 10-2 the count. And Dashbog is on deck here, Bowie. They play to pull. The shortstop crosses up the middle. And comes a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. It's a bit off. And Mundy down strikes as he went top. That delivery. That's the count for Kirby, who has now 6 in a row after doubled on the first pitch he threw in the game. And here is Ashbach, who is for a second straight night out in left field. Shane Fontaine for about a week. As a break ball into the air to center, Meadows is going to get there and he'll make a head up catch. And with pitch, Ashbach retired. And now Christopher Cespedes stand in. And we haven't seen Watson the last either here for Bowie. Cespedes now in his third game with the Sox. Coming difficult pitch and a fastball inside, ball one. His Sox outfielder, big part of last year's ball club, Johnny Wright, activated to the Tides roster today. Kyle Stower has been absolutely rut. For the Tides, there's a chopper now off to the right side. Set up, Niporti's got it. Throws to Kirby, slipped on the bag. He did hit it. And Kirby, let's hope he's all right. He doesn't seem to be in discomfort. Now that wasn't step. No, but he goes for a second consecutive inning. We head to the fourth. It's Erie up 2-0 on the box. Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters.
They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Workers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premium down. That's teamwork. To learn more, your agent, or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
The best way to get a Bay Sox game is with a group outing or just stadium. Everything from entertainments to birthday parties and even fundraising activities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable with plenty of options on suites, seats around the ballpark. Eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing calling 301-464-4880 or going Sox.com.
On the is your lawn care team provide professional organic-based lawn care pro residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest. On the Green also offers outdoor services. Mosquitoes, ants, tick, more. Safely and effectively contract and enjoy the outdoors this summer with Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
In a buoy, it's 2-0 Erie, and Kerry Carpenter will leave things off. Run that got things started for the Seawolves today. 14th of the year, most in this Eastern League. Yes, here's the wind of the pitch, and up cuts down low. And they count 1-0. Carpenter into today, hitting 408 in the month of May with 18 homers. It's just a remarkable month as he takes up the knees. Yeah, they can't even zero to 1-1. It has been just an incredible run of dominance. Carpenter has now takes it sharply on the ground, and it's through into center right up. And Kerry Carpenter today. Well, this series, he's 6-12, two doubles, and two homers. And Quint Porte will now stand in. Now, Porte, a veteran, so excited to be in affiliated ball. He last played in affiliated ball 4 years ago in the Philly system as a breaking ball tapped. And the count is nothing at all. He never played in this league prior to here. When he was released from the Phillies, he was at high A Clearwater. Spent the 2018 at the low A level. One. And it's down to what? A cutter. Got one ball strike. And Porte persevering multiple years in independent baseball. The lost 2020 campaign with it. And now here he is at level in the Tigers system. 1-1 coming. And a breaking ball popped him up. Shortstop, Ortiz backpedaling into the outfield grass. He'll make the catch for the first out of the inning. And now we'll see Parker. Now tomorrow's going to be a 6:35 card. Fireworks follow the game. And on Sunday, it is Saturday. Bring your cat to the ballpark this Sunday afternoon. How about, that's a first in Bay Sox. We've done a lot of things in this ballpark. We've done that. As there's the Meadows. And he swings and grounds off to the right side. And the count is nothing and one. A 105 star. The base about to hit the road for a long stretch away. Try to find themselves after what has been a very tough month. As there's a swiss. As Stalling subjected a bit on a pitch offside and got Meadows to chase. 2-0 Erie in the top of the fourth. Ryder at first, one down. Anderson off the bag at third here. They're shaded to pull a bit. Pitch. Smithy got him, and he got him with a jump. They went to the cut prior, and then he threw him in range. And two down. Yeah, whether it's a cut or slider, you know, it's only 3 or 4 miles an hour off his fall. And I'm telling you, Stallings is a fun pitcher to watch because you really have no idea what pitch he's going to throw. As Gage Workman, who homered his first, and he takes off the outside. Fastball, ball one. Each pitch a different trick in arsenal for Stallings. You can't just go up there looking. As now the 1-0 coming. As a ground ball, weakly struck right side. Over to his right, backhanding nicely is Westmer. And he crossed his body to get Workman. And with it, the inning is over. So a leadoff single, nothing more. And we head to the last of inning 4 here in Bowie. Erie leads 2-0. on the BaseBox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotech, lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreography, and much more. The night sky is really limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 570-328-1861 or visit us on zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, it'd be on Sunday, May 29th, ready for the Bay Sox first cat day at Prince George's Stadium. Once heard of Bark in the Park, but now your kitty out for a relaxing at all. And if you get here early, you can pick up a free Bay Sox cat day t-shirt, courtesy of the City Buoy. You can get your tickets now for Catterday at 301-64-4865, baysox.com.
At Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals ready, your trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning and workflow, security and storage, we understand print, not printers. Give DC a call, 301-571-0021, or find out about how we can help you. CAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, office to easy.
So the order for the Bay Sox now against his right-hander Chance Kirby. As Erie's got a 2-0, we head to the bottom of the fourth. Hall, Henderson, and Haskett. Triple H at the top of the order. Here for Bowie in the fourth. Hall doubled on the first pitch he saw in the first. As here first pitch, and he grounds it short. Carpio charging, and he throws out Hall. Well, Hall's up there to swing today. You know, usually when you're leading off, you end up taking a lot of pitches. Adam Hall not doing this evening. Yeah, there's one tired. And here's Gunnar Henderson. It's a big part of this ball game early on today. And on the first play, Henderson, he got a grop and he stole third. But Bay Sox couldn't bring him home. Gunnar sharply grounded out with the infield in. Haskin then grounded out. And a play at the plate got Hall the pitch. And it's a little bit high with a fastball, ball one. Haskin's ground ball with the infield drawn in. Hall came for the plate. He was... And then Haskin was caught stealing. 1-0 to Gunnar Henderson. Pitch. And a breaking ball strike on the outside. And they count even 1-1. There might not be a hitter in the system hitting the ball up the middle. That's where Capio, the shortstop of it, is here. He's right up the middle. Gunnar has hit center or left. He's a left-handed hitter. 53 per time this year. But when he is all towards left center, he's doing it well. We had a pitch clock violation there. The pitch is off the outside. The third pitch, that, but they ruled the ball prior. I think Kirby took too long, and it's now three balls and a strike. That's the first clock violation we've seen in a little time here. Skin on deck. The 3-1 cut. Swing and a lifted foul. Henderson got a good rip, and he sends it out of play left side. And they count 3-2. Gunner's 4-for-11, and this is two of the four hits, doubles. Meadows, the center, shading towards left center. Pitch, and a fastball for a called strike for it. No doubt about it, right on the middle, and it was at the knee. And Henderson down on strikes. Like Kirby, sometimes get a pitch clock violation. It can rustle the feathers a little bit there. He was able to bounce back. After falling behind 3-1 to strike out, Henderson. Here's Haskin. Haskin been such a streaky hitter. It's a breaking ball in the dirt for ball one. But maybe a sign starting to get it going. He has had an extra base hit. Hudson in three of his last games. For 13 in this series with two doubles. He's hitting .272 on the year pitch. And he takes a changeup fading low. The 2-0 again. Two outs. Nobody hits 2-0 Erie here in the fourth inning. They got two pitchers with a sub whip throwing in this game. And a ball chopped to short. Carpio gloves a tough hop. He's the first, and he just does. Haskin got him by a step. Was really hustling. And Bouillon in order. That's a win in a row. Retired. Chance Kirby. And we go to the fifth inning. 2-0 Erie. On the Bay Sox Base Network.
Working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to ensure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to change your life.
Hey, lovers, know where you'll find the World Cup of Coffee? Right here, Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, full cup of coffee you can buy at Royal Farms. So try one. That first sip, because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids age 3 through 12. Futures Club members access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free signing up. Parents, head over to Baytop to sign up your kids, so don't miss all promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Club, sign up now at Bay Sox.
Well, it's a 2-0 Erie lead with the call. Here's Matt.
Well, Stallings back to work, faces off in 9 in the Erie lineup, opening with Carpio. First pitch is a changeup called for bottom edge. It's nothing in 1. Carpio Cabrera-Rabago, the three do up here in this half inning, as Carpio grounded out to the shortstop. His last time pitch, or next pitch rather, is grounded foul, base side. Count goes to 2. Bowie trailing 2-0, top of the fifth inning. We do have rain on the horizon as it's just starting to push its way through the southern end of the DMV. Getting up toward Waldorf at this point, that's the closest it's been. It's the 0-2 pitch. Slider again, the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Carpio only 1-9 in this series when you include his ground out earlier in the season. He's really been one of the bats that hasn't put together some consistent play while playing more than one game. It's just been potent, Erie offense. The 1-2 pitch flared over towards second, picked on a Westberg, and he sidearm over to first. Good stretch by J.D. Mundy, it's in time. Little offline, but now it's recorded, that's what matters. And there for Daniel Cabrera. So since the solo home run by Stallings to Gage Workout in the second, Stallings has recorded now outs and only given up one other base runner, that leadoff single Carpenter, who was stranded at first base for. First pitch to Lee Cabrera is spoiled foul. The that one will touch down in front of the concession stands on the concourse level. Starts out at nothing and 1. Cabrera out softly to second base. His first pitch was probably only around 88 miles an hour off the bat and picked on a knee by. Here's the 0-1 from Stallings. There's a nice curveball called for strike on the bottom edge of the zone to run the count quickly. And this is what Boone Stallings to. He's up to 58 pitches so far today through 4/3 innings. He fires the 0-2 and on and just ticked foul off of Hanley. So the count stays at nothing and 2. If Hanley had on, it would have been a strikeout, but on for another. This is what Bowie needed out of Stallings. At least 5 innings, and it looks like that's what they're going to get, if not more. Another 0-2 pitch. Misses hot ball. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. Stallings hasn't actually too far into any individual at-bat. He didn't with Kerry Carpenter for quite some time in the fifth inning. As the 1-2 pitch is poked out of field. Haskin running on it, but only by about 2-3, if at all. And makes the catch, and there's 2 away. Yeah, that at bat with Carpenter, I believe it was 8 pitches before Carpenter served up a solo home run to right. That's how the whole scoring has been for Erie today. That's how the scoring has been for them most of this series. 2 solo home runs today. They've 11 total home runs over the course of the Sea Sox have just 1. Here's Cabago, first pitch. Slider misses down and away and starts out at 1-0. Now, I said in pregame, you might want to see a little bit more of that slider at from Garrett Stallings. It's been working so well, and he picked up so many ground balls in his outing against Hartford. The 1-0 pitch fell off right side, went with the spin, and the count goes even in a ball and strike. Slider is really moving today. It's just too tight on the corner of the zone, and he's laying off of it most of the time, and it's usually to a called ball low and away. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Check swing. It was the slider that time low on appeal around. Count goes to 2 balls and a strike on Rabago. Stallings looking for a perfect dead one in the third. Trying for the pier as the 2-1 comes in, and it missed low a curve in the dirt, and the count goes even at 2. Tough day for the O's right now as Kyle Bradish is finally getting into the second inning. That's 40 pitches in the first inning for Bradish. Now up to 50 pitches Just threw an inning and two, and a tough day for him. 2-2 pitch. Broken bat bouncer up the third baseline. Called foul. Gunnar Henderson did and just freezes as he had what was a fair ball. Would have been a close play, but again, a cracked Bago has to walk back and get a new piece of rubber. Fans Care is around the corner at First Urgent Care that's open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Patient First has on-site labs, x-ray, prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fits. Seawolves trail 2-0, or Seawolves lead 2-0 here. Seawolves have it still. The Seawolves lead 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Bases empty, two away, and a 2-2 count on Kiko. Stallings looking to get through the fifth. Sends home 2-2, and it swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a curve tattooed on the lower outside corner of the zone. Stallings picks up his fifth strike, his third consecutive scoreless. We're halfway home here at Prince George's Stadium. The Bay Sox got to get the off going as they trail 2-0. You're listening to Baseball.
Special day at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday 18th that you don't want to miss. The Roberto Clemente and Latin Base Station sponsored by Chesapeake Employers. Fans that get to the game will have a chance on game-worn Bay Sox jerseys. All proceeds going to benefit the Clemente Foundation. Again, don't miss out on your chance of Bay Sox history on Saturday 18th with the Roberto Clemente and Baseball Celebration. And you can get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics extends, and whether it's braces or visitors, anyone can get the smile they've always got. Flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing deserve. Visit radsmile.com for your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, clips, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case manager, therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Georgia Stadium. Chance Kerr had to set himself up in line for a win as he's retired. Now, nine batters he's faced. Gone to a 2-0 advantage over the Bay Sox at the moment. Jordan Westberg will lead things, followed by Joey Ortiz and Maverick. Kirby comes set. Forced offering to Westberg. It's on its way, and it's swung on and missed down low. Count opens up at 0-1. Westberg an 0-for-1 day. Struck out second inning. He was the first. That's nine. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Inside, did it clip him? No. Westberg just got out of the way. Fastball up and in, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. At this point, we're watching patterns as decent look pain is moving its way northwest or to us, the 1-1. Westberg smokes it to the side of base hit. He extends streak to three consecutive games now. The series is a leadoff single here in the... And now the Bay Sox tying run with Joey Ortiz steps... Now, the clouds have gotten much heavier. They are a little bit darker. The lights are probably carrying about 70% of the load right now at the stadium. And it was the later start for at 7:05, so we are already a little later in the day than we usually are around the inning. Now, there's a lot going into this inning that I'd really like to maybe tie it. First pitch to Joey Ortiz. A strike on a fastball upper outside corner, and the count opens up at 0-1. Ortiz had a... Later shot out toward deep left center back in the second inning. Looked like it was going to touch down in the gap. The 0-1 is bounced over to short. Probably two double play. Backhanded by Carpio. Sent to second. On the throw to first. Doesn't complete. That was an excellent turn by Carpio to get the lead runner. Fielder 6-4. Here's Maverick Lee. Runner at first, one away here in the bottom of the fifth as Bowie trails by two. Here's the first pitch. Takes a crack at it and fouls it off right. Count opens up at 0-1. Well, Ortiz and Hanley put out toward the left side of the outfield. And both times, left fielder Dylan Rosa wrong way to make a fan catch. He dove to take away an extra Ortiz and made an over-the-shoulder catch against Hanley, crashing up against the wall. Both catches eventually ended the second inning. Next pitch hits Hanley on the chest, the gut, some torso, and he's aboard with one out on the hit-by-pitch. potentially the candidate for that. Hudson Haskett, a common name that we bring up. Pitches. That's only the third time this season that Hanley has been tagged by one. And Apple puts tying run on base with only one with J.D. Mundy due up. But if Mundy is a big double play threat for me, he's hit into four of them this season as a 1.2 ground out ratio. Here's the first pitch. Mundy watches breaking ball miss somewhere up and in on the command. That looked to be a surefire, but Mundy gets away with it and it's out at 1-0. Now Chris Robago is going to cut chat. Fans, the tour is on MILB.TV. We Bay Sox game this season, whole streamed live. The only way to the Bay Sox on any device is on MILB.TV. Use the promo code Bay Sox in caps, that's B-A-Y-S-O at checkout, and you'll save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit ALB.TV for details today.
And words we just say today, Matt, it has started to rain.
Is it coming down a little bit? Yep. Light for the time being, but it could, well, it probably, not could, it probably will intensify as the inning pursuit. He needs to get going fast. Trail 2-0, the 1-0 to Mundy is grounded foul. Bay Sox dugout, and the count goes even. Mundy struck out swinging back in the third inning. He's 9 overall in this series when you earlier strikeout. Kirby comes, he's up to 49 pitches so far. One. Is driven foul, left side of play, and the count goes to a ball and two strike. Well, me being a Cardinals fan growing up, when I saw the news yesterday that Matt Carpenter was signed by the New York Yankees and that first image of a clean-shaven Carpenter sent a chill down my spine. I was not comfortable with that sight. He just had a big home run. The 1-2, little high, back pick to first, not in time, was high from Robago. Mundy sits back to go 2-2. Yeah, the rain coming down, not heavily right now, little bit past the drizzle, but not hoar. It's still something to you if you're outside. 2-2 the count on Mundy, first and second, one away. The pitch grounded slowly off of Mundy's foot to the right side, so it's a foul ball and the count will hold. Kirby had some long innings this season, about 14 pitches per inning pitch, but he's working very, very efficiently today. At this point, you'd expect him to be near 60 pitch, not a little bit more, but that was just his fifth pitch overall. It'll be another 2-2 to Jake on its way. So high fastball, Mundy's down on strikes for the second time today. That's the fourth overall for Chance Kirby out here in the fifth. And we can't, there is no contingency brew at the tarp in front of Seawolves bullpen here at Prince George's Stadium. Was an impending need for it. You'd see a handful of bodies almost standing on top of the tarp at this point, ready to push it out. Here's Andrew Dashbach. Right-hander flew out to center field his first time up. He swings and misses at the first offering here. A breaking ball down, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Dashbach flew out to straightaway center in a perfect third inning for Kirby. He had retired 9 consecutive batters entering this frame, but gave up a leadoff single to Jordan Westberg. Westberg replaced on a fielder's choice and then a hit-by-pitch to follow. Next pitch to Dashbach, misses high, a changeup, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, I've said it, that pitches per plate appearance stat, Andrew Dashbach, over the first 3 weeks or month of the season, he was one of the best in that category in the entire Eastern League, but his numbers have fallen back a little bit toward normal. Here's the 1-1. Spoiled foul right side, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. For quite some time, he was working at about 4.9 pitches per plate appearance. So what that tells you is that he was working to almost a full count every single time he stepped to the plate, or he was just fouling off a ton of pitches. Either way, he was making pitchers work. But that's now dropped to just 4.5. Doesn't seem like much, but it is a big drop. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Pitch was in the dirt, and Dashbach didn't realize. A delayed takeoff to first base, and the throw beats him by over half. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the inning for Chance Kirby. He's got 5 on the day. And as we go to the 6th, will the Bay Sox bring out the tarp? Doesn't look like it. We'll be back with the 6th. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com. There's plenty to catch in the month of May with fireworks every home Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Here at Prince George's Stadium, and it looks like the Bay Sox might be going for the tarp, but Garrett Stallings is on the mound, and Dylan Rosa is at the plate, so we hand it off to Adam.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. We're still playing baseball. The pitch, and a breaking ball chop foul off to the third base side, strike one. So the Bay Sox staff is at the tarp, so they are ready in case the tarp is called for to put it out here rather quickly. As now the 0-1. Off speed and fouled right off the gear of Bay Sox catcher Maverick Hanley, who's no worse for wear. And the count 0-2. Top of the order for Erie, Rosa, Navigato, and Carpenter. Boy, that was a big opportunity, though, that just went by for Bowie. Pitch, and it just does miss a little bit high. Bay Sox had two men on and only one man down. And Bowie's got some pop there at the bottom of the order. Yeah, when the rain's coming, you were thinking, boy, if we could just get a few here. As here's a lifted pop fly, shallow center. Haskins is in, Westberg is out. It's Haskins, and he lost it in the lights. And it just falls to the ground in what will be a single. My goodness. That's just a little pop-up. And Haskins lost it. And now Stallings will have to work through it. Now, Haskin was coming in on it, and obviously you're looking up into the rain, and maybe when he looked down to make sure that Westberg was giving him way to make the catch, when he looked back up, he couldn't find it again. The leadoff man is on the pitch, and it's in the dirt. It bounces away from Hanley, and up to second is Rosa on the wild pitch. Oh, boy, a tough start here to this top of the sixth inning now for Bowie. Garrett Stallings, he's had such a good year. Really hasn't had many base runners allowed at all. He's got the best whip for any pitcher that has enough innings to qualify for in the entire Orioles system. As a breaking ball bends down low, and the count is now 2-0.
The Bay Sox have been working with that well, too, though. They've got Ryan Watson as well, who they're two qualified pitchers in the Eastern League with whips under one. They've really put together such good numbers.
That's right, and in fact, it's only 2 of 4 in the entire system. Pitch, and there's a line shot, but it's heading foul down the left field line. And the count is 2-1 here to Navigato. So it's a really good sign. Watson, who had such a remarkable start to the year. Carlos Tavera, we may see later on this season in High A Aberdeen, and Grayson Rodriguez, a top prospect, who is pitching tonight and having another good night in AAA Norfolk. As now the 2-1 to Navigato, and he drives it well to right. Cespin is going back on the run, looking up, it's off the wall. Heading around third and running through a bit of a stop sign, only to hold up is Rosa. Hard to believe he did not score there. Navigato's in his second standing with a double. La Rosa got a little bit lost. A ball off the wall. I don't know how you don't score from second base. Right there, the leadoff hitter. But Bowie catches a break in that regard.
He really must have thought Cespedes had some chance at making that catch. And I don't see how he could have deduced that from Cespedes' body language.
Yeah, you played it halfway at first, and then he was obviously raced back to the bag at second as if to tag. But that ball was off the wall. Cespedes played it to play the carom, and he did so well. Here's the pitch. And a lifted fly out of play left side. Off the bat of Kerry Carpenter. And the count nothing and one. Now the infield is in here for Bowie. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. 2-0 Erie leading. Bay Sox are getting a right-hander up to start throwing in their pad. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball drilled high and deep to right. Cespedes is back, and Carpenter has done it again. He's in his second of the game, his 11th of the month of May, and his 15th of the year. And he's got a wave for the visiting bullpen, and Erie is broken and open. They lead it 5-0. Just remarkable what Carpenter is doing in this Eastern League right now. I mean, he is having a month for the ages right now here for Erie.
That was his 11th home run just here in this month alone. Outstanding numbers. I overheard on the opposing broadcast, if he doesn't win player of the month, there should probably be a strongly worded email sent somewhere.
They might retire the name the player of the month after a pitch and a fastball strike on the outside. Kerry Carpenter has earned the player of the month for May, now known as the Kerry Carpenter Award. As now the 0-1 to Niporti. And it is lined to right. Coming in, Cespedes sliding, but he can't make the catch. He went into the slide a little bit early, it seemed. He was on the ground for a while, and he got his glove on it, but it's a base hit. And boy, that dropped, well, not dropped, but lost fly ball in the lights to start the inning. Really kick-starting a tough frame for Bowie.
Rain picking up a little bit now as well. Let's see how this inning progresses.
And now we're going to see a visit from Bay Sox pitching coach coming out here to talk things over. Of course, in Josh Conway. Now, there's still nobody out in this inning. And it's tough because that is not an error on the ball hit by Rosas. So all five runs are earned, all five coming via the homer. Three home runs hit by Erie tonight. They've out-homered Bowie 12-1 in this series. And Garrett Stallings has allowed 18 runs this year and 10 homers. And obviously, it'd be interesting to look back and see how many runs have come via the 10 home runs. I mean, it's obviously the majority. Now, once again, the rain is falling. But this field can really handle inclement weather well. I think we're going to play for as long as we can here as far as keeping the field playable before you put that tarp out. As here's the pitch. And a fastball's down low, ball one to Parker Meadows. And that's usually what you do, but sometimes what you'll do is what they did in Memphis earlier this week in a Triple-A ball game. They got the tarp out ahead of a dangerous storm. As here's the pitch, and it's just off the outside. Ball two.
I saw that video. It wasn't even that far ahead because they could physically see the storm coming in their direction, and while they were only about halfway on with the tarp, it hit, and it hit hard. It was one of those flashes.
Yeah, and by having the tarp on the field, they were, I believe, able to get the game restarted rather quickly. Sometimes after a rain delay, when you pull the tarp off, you got to work on the field for a while. There's a line shot to right, and it's down and rolling all the way to the wall off the bat of Meadows. Niporti will hold the lead runner at third. Meadows into second standing, and all of a sudden, Erie is blowing this game wide open as we have got a flash of lightning. There's still nobody out in the inning. And my goodness, we have not seen Stallings have a frame quite like this maybe all year. Stallings getting into the sixth inning today, but three runs are into the sixth. Runners are at second and third, and nobody is out. Here comes Kyle Moore, Bowie manager. He'll make a move to the pen. They're going to bring in the right-hander. We'll tell you who it is right after this. It's 5-0 Erie on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox and is celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs with guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Visit our website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox and On the Green, Inc., your lawn care team.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Well, it was going to be Morgan McSweeney to come into this game, but the umpires have pulled the teams off the field, and we are going into a rain delay, and it's going to be interesting because McSweeney got warmed up, so you don't even know if we have an elongated delay, if he would be the guy that in the end would come into this game. But Erie has scored three runs here in the sixth inning on a Kerry Carpenter homer. Runners are at second and third. Still, nobody is out. And now the tarp is coming onto the field here in Bowie.
Oh, this is a bit of a tough tarp pull. They don't have the mound fully set just yet. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. They don't have the batting circle set at all yet. This is not too pretty. They probably should have called for the tarp a little bit earlier and coordinated a little bit more with the grounds crew, this umpiring crew.
But it's okay. I mean, there's not even puddling on the field as of yet. So obviously we're expecting heavier rains to come here. And with the tarp getting up, this really is kind of ahead of the worst of what we expect of this storm. The field should be pretty playable when the storm ends. And the question is, when will it end? Obviously, if it ends in 30 minutes, we'll be fine. But if it ends in 2 to 3 hours, obviously we probably will not. It is already an official game because Bowie did bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. So it's a 5-0 ball game in the top of the sixth. And I don't know the ruling. If the game is rained out from here, the top of the sixth might not count. We'd have to look back at that.
I think it does. You need to complete the half inning, and the half inning has not been completed. So Kerry Carpenter's home run would be taken off the board.
I think Garrett Stallings is hoping that might be the case.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we are going to step aside just for a moment here.
So we've got some rain delay theater to keep you occupied for the next few minutes. We dip into the Bay Sox archives, not too far back.
That's right.
It's still while Garrett Stallings was pitching. We go back in time to May 8th when the Bay Sox were facing off against the Harrisburg Senators in a doubleheader. And in the first game of the twin bill on Mother's Day, Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney combined for a no-hitter. It was the 11th in Bay Sox history, and we replay it for you now here in Rain Delay Theater at Prince George's Stadium. We'll pass along updates whenever possible, but for now, enjoy this dip back into a bit of Bay Sox history.
And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game four in this now shortened five-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Garrett Stallings warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Jackson Flores, followed by Jake Alou at third base, batting second. Taylor Gushue, the catcher, bats third. Wilson Garcia, the DH, bats fourth. K.J. Harrison at first base bats fifth. Mitch Longo in right field bats sixth. Dondre Hubbard in Pickoff throw back to first, more of just a rainbow toss than anything. We'll wait on the actual first pitch. As Garcia is batting .275 this season, a .698 OPS, two homers, eight runs driven in, but .304 when batting as a left-handed hitter. They play him to pull, too. First pitch. He reaches for the curveball, comes up well too empty, more of a little wave than anything. Count opens up at nothing and one. The Bay Sox, they lead the league in walks per game. You want to use that metric because at this point the Bay Sox have played four fewer games than many in the league. Here's the 0-1. Little poke past the mound, running in a long way is the second shortstop Henderson. He gloves, double clutches with time to spare, and sends it over to first for the out. Scoreless frame to start for Garrett Stallings. Walks a batter with two outs, strands him at first. We're on to the bottom of the first here at Prince George's Stadium. Harrisburg nothing. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
Second inning here at Prince George's Stadium, a scoreless game. And we've still got plenty more baseball to play. We'll see how this one rolls with Garrett Stallings back to work. Walked a batter with two outs in the first, left him stranded. Matt Spottis and Adam Pohl with you from Prince George's Stadium as it's 5, 6, and 7 due up for the Senators in this frame, starting with K.J. Harrison. Harrison grounds the first pitch over to the left side. Gunnar Henderson spins around on it to pick it on the run, and he sends it to first for a quick out. That's back-to-back innings that the leadoff batter for Harrisburg is grounded out on the first pitch.
Yeah, you got to like that if you're Garrett Stallings, right? You want to, in an inning, kind of get your footing, your feet set, and get some coffee to do it.
Hopefully the rest of the inning goes a little bit faster, too, because he still needed 16 pitches to follow, worked back-to-back full counts in the first. First pitch home to Mitch Longo, left-hander, misses down and in the slider. Count starts out at 1-0. Longo on the season, a .224 average, .590 OPS, with two homers and four runs driven in. Next pitch misses wide away, and the count goes to 2-0. He's only batting .222 against right-handers this season as well. That's just a step below his overall average, but barely. This next pitch ripped up the first baseline, but foul into the Bay Sox bullpen. And the count even goes to two balls and a strike now. Longo is a heavy pull candidate, too, so the Bay Sox, they're well within their right to put second baseman Joey Ortiz up against the edge of the outfield grass. Jordan Westberg at third is pinched in for the potential bunt. This next one popped up, third base side, out towards shallow left, running to foul ground. A long way is Fontana, but it touches down just inside the Harrisburg bullpen. That one would have been a tough play even if they were shaded for it, but you can't ask them to be shaded for it too much as the count goes even at two. Again, Bowie has had such a tough time when it comes to falling behind early in some of these games and then trying to come back. They showed such great resolve in Game 1 of this series, climbing back from a 3-0 deficit early. They fell behind 5-4 and still tied the game, even though they lost the game overall. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with the curveball down. Longo eliminated. Second strikeout of the day for Garrett Stallings. So on to Dondre Hubbard now with two away. Hubbard has really been smacking the ball well since joining Harrisburg just a few days ago. This is only his fifth game this season, but he's 8 for 12 with a double, two home runs, and five runs driven in. He's 6 for 8 in this series with a home run. First pitch home. Hubbard just pieces it foul, went too far ahead on the changeup away, and the count starts out at nothing and one.
What a story of perseverance Hubbard is, playing so long in independent baseball before getting a chance.
Here's the 0-1. Misses Watt strike. Yeah, that's the way it's kind of been for the Washington organization as a whole. They found some of these gems hidden within the Indie Ball Leagues as the 1-1 is popped up left center field, fairly shallow. Haskin running it a long way from center, and he makes the catch. So a perfect inning for Garrett Stallings. We can discuss more on Hubbard in a little bit as Stallings is up to 26 pitches, only needed 9 for that perfect frame. We're on to the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie and Harrisburg are scoreless. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're currently in a weather delay and will pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
So we head to the top of the fourth inning. We've got no score. Back to work, Garrett Stallings, and he delivers. And a swing and a lifted fly foul. Out of play left side for the switch hitting catcher, Taylor Gushue, who had such a big game Tuesday night in an exciting ball game. A 6-5 Harrisburg win in the series opener. Pitch. And a changeup popped him up behind third. Westberg backpedaling near the line, and the shallow outfield grass makes the catch. And Gushue retired, one down. And now Wilson Garcia, who's 5-for-12 with a homer in the series, will stand in. Garcia, another veteran, well-traveled ball player. And we thought he would be a former Bowie Bay Sox, but it didn't work out that way. Garcia formerly in the Orioles system. Pitch and a fastball off the inside as he lifts his hands up and watches it run underneath in the count 1-0. In 2018, Garcia had a huge year as he takes a changeup up and away ball two. And he was with a high A of hit 295 with 23 homers as he takes a changeup strike. And the count is 2-1. He was 24 years old at the time, so a little bit elevated in age. Pitch, fastball, just did miss. At the knees near the outside corner, very close, with a count 3-1. And he would sign with the Indians, now the Guardians, in the offseason. 3-1 coming. And a slider in on his hands, and he fouls it away off to the left side. Nice pitch, kind of a cutting offering on a 3-1 delivery. And the count is run full. So Garcia first played in this Eastern League at the AA level in Akron in 2019. The count 3-2, the wind and the pitch. Swinging a soft liner up the middle, there to make the catch, just a bit to his right, the Bowie shortstop in Gunnar Henderson. So a soft line drive out, and there's two down, and really a good job there by Stallings. You fall behind a talented power hitter, 3-1. He threw him a little cutting breaking ball in on his hands, and then gets soft contact on the 3-2 pitch of the out, as here's K.J. Harrison. And the pitch, change up and a big swing and a miss. Strike one. No score, top of the fourth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Stallings throws. And a ball lifted into the air, shallow center. Coming in on it, Haskins still coming. Slides, and he makes the catch. A fine play by Haskins. And with it, the inning is over. It's a pitcher's duel on a chilly Sunday afternoon in Bowie. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning of Game 1 in this seven-inning game, no score. The Bay Sox at Harrisburg on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and will pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down motions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
So we head to the top of the fifth inning. It's been a strong start for the right-hander Garrett Stallings as Bowie has a 1-0 lead. Mitch Longo, left-handed hitter, will stand in for Harrisburg. And Stallings has thrown just 48 pitches through four scoreless and hitless innings as he delivers. And a slow breaking ball, and it just missed, maybe a little bit low, very close. And they count one ball and no strikes. Longo struck out swinging in the second, the pitch. And it's off speed and in there. He threw the same pitch, this time right over the heart of the plate. And the count is now 1-1. As a swing and Longo lost the bat, and it goes flying in behind him. So Mitch Longo was the MAC Player of the Year, the MAC, after a huge sophomore season at Ohio University. He has really bounced around organizationally in the last few years. He was in Akron in 2019, Biloxi at the AA level last year. Pitch coming. Swing at a soft ground ball foul up the first baseline. And he also played 20 games in AAA Nashville last year. A veteran left-handed hitter. The 1-2 coming. Change up, hit in the air, shallow right, standing and waiting Zach Watson. Now in a bit, he'll make the catch, and one retired it. You know, one thing, you know, we talked a little bit about it before, Matt, that last year Stallings, the fly ball rate, especially when he was at Aberdeen, he gave up a lot of home runs. Here today, you're seeing that changeup is getting a lot of soft air contact.
And that's something that I was hoping to see from the get-go, is that he still does give up a lot of fly balls, but just needs to keep the changeup low.
As Hubbard now batting, takes off the outside, and they count one ball and no strikes.
Because he did give up two home runs in that Richmond start, looking a little bit similar to his 2021, but he's rebounded nicely today.
He throws. And a changeup tap foul right at the plate. And the count 1-1. So this is that second time through the order. And you can tell that Stallings is throwing a lower percentage of fastballs this second time through. And if there's one thing that stands out about why Stallings is such an effective pitcher, it is the fact that he can control so much of his repertoire so often. He doesn't just have to go out there and throw 80% heaters. As the right-hander's into the wind, and now the 1-1 coming. And there's a fastball, but it's off the outside. And the count is 2-1 to Dondre Hubbard. Played at NAI baseball, that level collegially. As he swings and lines it to short, one-hop gloving Anderson on to first in time. Hubbard retired. And now two down in this fifth inning, and Jack Dunn will come to the plate. Bowie ahead 1-0. In the top of the fifth. Jack Dunn will stand in. A product of Northwestern. He was a Big Ten ball player collegiately. You know what happened, Matt? Not far from here a few weeks ago to Northwestern's baseball program. Here's the pitch. And a fastball strike on the outer half. Nothing in one. How about those Maryland Terps? They threw a perfect game against Northwestern. 0-1 coming. And it's up high in the count 1-1, the second in program history, and the first since 1959. What a year it's been for Maryland, as there's a tapper foul at the plate with an off-speed pitch, and the count is 1-2. You don't really see many Northwestern Wildcats, they'll make it to the AA level. It has been a really nice career for this, right? The wind of the 1-2 coming. Reaching swing, tapper up the third baseline, but foul. That would have been a really tough play. Dunn runs well. Had it been fair, I don't think Bowie would have had a chance at him. The count 1-2 here. Well, Stallings has walked 2. He struck out 2 in the game. The wind of the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. He threw him a slider away, and Dunn took a weak one-handed cut at it, and the inning is over. So we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-0. Bowie leads on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay, and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
Well, we head to the sixth inning of this 7-inning game. 1-0 Bowie leads. And with the call in the sixth, here's Matt Sabatis.
Garrett Stallings has put together an incredible performance so far this afternoon, and the first pitch home is fouled off to the left side by Jackson Clough. It's nothing and one to open. Clough walked his first time up. That was back in the third inning. He's the most recent base runner for Harrisburg this afternoon. The 0-1. Misses down a curveball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It'll be 9-1 and 2, two up for the Senators in this frame after Clough, Jackson Flores, then Jake Alou, lefty, righty, lefty. Here's the 1-1. Clough flares it foul again over to the left side, and the count goes to 1-2. Right-hander Alex Manoah is warming in the bullpen for Harrisburg, so it looks like the day might finally be done on Evan Lee. Winds and deals the 1-2 to Clough. Just fisted foul behind home plate. That one will touch down just at the edge of the upper bowl. I said Alec Manoah. That's the reliever in the Toronto system for the Jays. I'm thinking Eric Manoah. The 1-2 misses inside a fastball, and the count goes even at 2. See, you get so many of these names together, and it's such a unique name, like Manoah. You don't think too much about it. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Pumped the changeup on the upper outside corner. That's the fourth strikeout for Stallings. One away here in the sixth inning. Again, very big note throughout today's game, as Stallings has now worked one out into the sixth of a seven-inning game. No hits across the board for Harrisburg. Here's Jackson Flores, first pitch. Breaking ball misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Flores on the day is grounded out twice, once to third and once back to the pitcher's mound very weakly. Third base is pinched in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Slider swung on just a piece. Got a little bit of it as it rolls behind the plate, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Bases empty, one away here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, a seven-inning game as Bowie leads 1-0. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Flores rips it the other way up the line and foul. That one was close, but it just sliced a little bit too much for the right-hander to be comfortable with, and the count goes to 1-2. Stallings looking calm, cool, and collected on the mound, but time called just as he had stepped back to start winding. Flores had taking his time to get back into the box after the foul. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Spun the slider way too far outside as it kicks up some dirt in the other batter's box. Flores had no chance. Stallings has his fifth strikeout now, and it turns to Jake Alou with two outs here in the sixth inning. Here's the first pitch, called a strike, lower outside corner. Count opens up at nothing and one. Infield plays hard for the lefty to pull, and he grounds it over to the right side. It's picked by Joey Ortiz at the shoe tops. He has time to glove, hold, look at it, and then flip over to first. The inning is over. Through six, Garrett Stallings has not allowed a hit this afternoon at Prince George's Stadium. We go to the bottom of the frame as the Bay Sox lead 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We're currently in a weather delay and we'll pass along updates when we can. But for now, please continue to enjoy this trip down memory lane as we replay portions of the Bay Sox 11th no-hitter in franchise history. Garrett Stallings and Morgan McSweeney in Game 1 of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators on May 8th, 2022.
We're on to the bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie could use a little bit of insurance the way their pitching staff has been working. It might not be necessary, but it would be helpful now as they lead 1-0. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl with you for game one of this doubleheader as the Senators will go with a new hurler on the mound. It'll be Eric Manoah Jr. taking over for his first appearance with the Sens this season. The line on Evan Lee is closed. It was a very good outing, but it is in line for a loss. He tossed five innings, gave up only two hits and one run. He struck out eight total batters, which is a season's high for him, nearly doubling his previous. He walked two, though, which did actually come back to haunt him a little bit. Didn't give up any home runs.
And Manoah is in, pitching for the first time here at the AA level this year at a 6.75 ERA and three AAA outs.
At the top of the Bay Sox lineup. And
well, we welcome you back into Prince George's Stadium as we do have an update on today's game. Rain coming down in the top of the sixth, forcing the tarp to come onto the field. And our update is, well, the Bay Sox lose. A 5-0 final this evening in a rain-shortened game. And let's get started with Bay Sox postgame.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox postgame show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Sabatis.
So Matt Sabatis still here with you. That was a very fun little break into the postgame show. As we get rolling, Adam Pohl alongside. Let's recap this one briefly for Bowie, as it turned out to be a very, very quick one. Garrett Stallings got the ball and the start at 7:07 p.m., and he picked up a couple of quick outs to open. Dylan Rosa struck out swinging, and Andrew Navagato flew out to left field. But then that tough customer, Kerry Carpenter, boy, he has just really hammered Bowie pitching this series. Stallings deals the payoff, and it's driven high and deep out to right field. Cespedes turns, he looks up, and it's gone. Carpenter does it again. He's got his third home run in the series, 14th of the season, and a solo blast makes it 1-0 here in the first. That would not be the only home run given up by Garrett Stallings. Stick around to listen to more, as the Bay Sox did get a leadoff double on the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning. Adam Hall found his way to second base, and then on the next pitch he found his way to third when he stole the bag. But the Bay Sox couldn't bring him home. Gunnar Henderson grounded out to second. Hall was left stranded there. And then Hudson Haskin reached on a fielder's choice. Hall came sprinting home on a ground ball to short, and he was thrown out 6-2. Haskin was caught stealing second base, and that ended the inning with just three batters for Bowie. In the top of the second inning, after a leadoff strikeout of Parker Meadows, Gage Workman came up, and he went yard. He stole third base. Here's the 1-2. This one driven high and deep on a line out toward right field. It's gone. That's a tough one. Gage Workman with a rocket shot, 104 miles an hour off the bat, for another solo home run, making it 2-0 Erie. Stallings would work cleanly from there for the next few innings. Actually, Ren gave up a leadoff single to Carpenter in the fourth inning, but stranded him at first base. Meanwhile, though, against Chance Kirby, the Bay Sox were set down in order 9 in a row between the second through fourth innings. They did get a runner on base early in the fifth when Jordan Westberg extended his hit streak to 3 consecutive games with a single. Maverick Hanley was hit by a pitch to put runners at first and second. Those were tying runs, but J.D. Mundy and Andrew Dashbach each struck out, ending the possible threat for Bowie. And the Seawolves made sure that Bowie didn't have another chance at it in the top of the sixth, with Stallings still working on the mound. Leadoff single by Dylan Rosa, a double by Andrew Navagato put runners at second and third, and then here comes Kerry Carpenter again.
In their pad, here's the pitch, and a breaking ball drilled high and deep to right. Cespedes is back, and Carpenter has done it again. He's in his second of the game, his 11th of the month of May, and his 15th of the year. And he's got a wave for the visiting bullpen, and Erie has broken it open. They lead it 5-0.
And after two more batters, a single and another double, it was finally time to pull Garrett Stallings. He had allowed 5 consecutive to reach safely to open the sixth inning, and the Bay Sox decided to go with Morgan McSweeney. But as McSweeney was coming out of the bullpen, the rains that had started to fall briefly around the end of the fifth inning had intensified, and the umpiring crew decided now was the time to call for the tarp. So they brought on the tarp. We hung out for about the minimum 30 minutes required, and that brings us here. Your final box score, Erie scores 5 runs on 8 hits with no errors. They leave on 1. The Bay Sox score nothing on 2 hits with no errors. They leave on 2. Chance Kirby is the winning pitcher. He moves to 4-1 on the season. Garrett Stallings, the losing pitcher, he falls to 2-3 in a battle of complete games this evening. A complete game shutout for Chance Kirby in the rain-shortened 5 innings for the right-hander. No save, as the game was played in just paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,784. With the win, the Seawolves move to 25-18 on the year, a 4-game winning streak for Erie. They're now 12-10 when playing on the road. With the loss, the Bay Sox fall to 14 13-27 on the year, a six-game losing streak for the Bay Sox. They're now 9-15 when playing in front of the home crowd, and they've suffered just only their second shutout loss of the season. Well, Adam, gives them a little time to rest, though, going into tomorrow's game.
Yeah, you might say, boy, why do we call this game so quickly? But when you look at the radar and what is expected, it's supposed to rain until about 1 in the morning. They did get the tarp on in a very timely manner, meaning if it would have stopped raining, we would have been fine to continue in this game. But unfortunately, it just doesn't look like we're going to have a respite here tonight.
I will say, I'm not going to be here until 1 o'clock in the morning. If they wanted to play, sure, but broadcast just probably wouldn't have happened. We'll step aside once here on Bay Sox postgame. When we come back, we cruise around the Orioles organization and the Eastern League as a whole. I hear rain is playing a bit of a factor around the rest of the league. We'll see how some of the scores have shaped out when we return. Bowie Falls in a rain-shortened affair tonight, 5-0. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Into Prince George's Stadium as we get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame. Matt Savadas and Adam Pohl with you. Now, we're turning into a bit of a lively discussion at this point. Today's game, no matter what, it's a rain-shortened loss for Bowie, but some conversation from the Erie side have said it should be a 5-0 loss for the Bay Sox because it was 5-0 when the tarp was brought on the field, but that was in the middle of the top of the sixth inning, so the half inning had not been completed. Now, I am of the mindset, or at least I have been of the mindset, that you have to finish the half inning for the statistics to count, but at the very least, the folks in Erie, they're just very authoritative and very convincing when they tell you that this is
well,
how it's supposed
hey,
to be.
You
so
know, whatever
I'm not
the,
sure who to go with.
Whatever here. The rule is, it will be, but obviously for Garrett Stallings, the hope is that the runs are off the board and that he will have thrown 5 innings and allowed 2 runs tonight.
So it's either a 2-0 loss or a 5-0 loss. I'm not too sure. We'll see if we can follow up on that later on. But for now, as we get ready to close things up, let's take a quick cruise around the rest of the Eastern League and see how other teams have fared. New Hampshire is going on a bit of a run right now after stumbling in the first 3 against Akron. They now lead 6-1 over the Rubber Ducks, and they're trying to add on a little more. They've got runners at the corners and nobody out in the top of the 7th inning. Altoona has a good opportunity to move above 500 as the curve are surging. They've won 4 consecutive games and they're at 21-21. They lead Harrisburg 5-1 in the top of the 8th over at FNB Field. Binghamton got another home run from Francisco Alvarez, one of the top Mets prospects, has 3 home runs in his last 2 days, but they're in the top of the 9th with the bases loaded and 2 outs in Reading, trailing 3-2. So tying run at 3rd. That'll be a close one. We'll see if we can follow up on it in a couple of seconds. Hartford cruising past Richmond thanks to a 5-run 7th inning. They lead the Squirrels right now 7-2 in the bottom of the 8th inning. And then one other final in the league, Portland and Somerset, just wrapped up. It was a 1-1 game after 2 for quite some time. The Sea Dogs pushed ahead to a 2-1 advantage in the 7th, but then Somerset immediately responded with 2 runs in the top of the 8th to take the 3-2 winner. Still no update, though, over at Binghamton and Reading. We'll see if we can check on that one in a bit. But first, Adam, how are the Orioles farm systems doing?
Yeah, now in the majors, Boston got out to a big start. It was a tough night for former Bay Sox starter of a year ago, Kyle Bradish, as the Red Sox got six runs in an inning and two-thirds off of Bradish, and they lead the Orioles 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning at Fenway Park. Now, they're going to play kind of a classic day-night doubleheader tomorrow, a noon start in the opener, and then a 6:10 p.m. start in the nightcap. And then on Sunday, they got an afternoon game again. So it is going to be five games in 4 days for the Orioles at Fenway Park. Now, in the minor leagues, in Low-A Delmarva, Charleston is winning over the Shorebirds. Been a tough start to the year for Delmarva. In a similar vein to Bowie, they're 15-27 on the year, 7-5. Charleston leads it. The Aberdeen Ironbirds are trailing, but it's close, 4-3. Wilmington leads it. Aberdeen is 28-12 on the year, 4-3, though, Wilmington in the eighth. And one other score, this is the big story in the entire Orioles organization tonight, the Norfolk Tides at home taking on Gwinnett, and Norfolk leads 5-0, top of the eighth inning. And Grayson Rodriguez, the top pitching prospect in all of baseball, just an incredible night for the Tides. 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts. He threw 88 pitches of them strikes.
Well, before we get to the last word, an incredible result in Reading. Down to their last strike, Zach Ashford hits a bases-loaded triple to give Binghamton a 5-3 advantage when they trailed 3-2.
Wow.
So that's going to be a bit of a heartbreaker if Reading cannot come back in the bottom of the ninth inning. But, of course, the score we care about most here on this production is that of Bowie's, and the Bay Sox, looks like we are getting confirmation, will lose today 5-0. Again, the two sides back at it tomorrow at 6:35, first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. If you've got the time, stop on by. We hope you do. You know, for Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sabata saying, thank you for joining us this evening. As Bowie falls tonight 5-0 in a rain-shortened affair, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game, and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.